Hello and welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and let's start with the top updates around a COVID-19 vaccine. Nepal gets 1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine from India. We are talking about 1 million doses of Covishield bought from India's Serum Institute, which is Pune-based. It is a major boost to the country's fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. Oxford AstraZeneca's Covishield is being manufactured by Serum Institute, which is the largest manufacturer in the world. It has collaborated with Oxford University and AstraZeneca for making this vaccine. So the consignment was carried by Air India that landed in Nepal, and the government has decided to procure a total of 2 million doses of this vaccine manufactured by Serum Institute. And if we talk about last month, India already gifted 1 million doses of Covishield to Nepal. And now the country has already started administering the vaccine on, you know, frontline workers, healthcare workers, security person, as part of this phase of the vaccination drive. And also, if we, if reports are to be believed, Serum Institute was told to prioritize India, is what reports suggest. And therefore, Serum Institute has basically told other countries to be patient about its supplying anti-coronavirus shots, as it is prioritizing Indian market as per directive, the domestic requirement as per directive first. With that, let's move on to the top updates from India. Let's start with the vaccine tracker. Over 1.1 crore Indians have been vaccinated so far, and the second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine is being given to those who completed 28 days, after the first shot. And if we talk about beneficiaries, there are over 230,800, sessions in India that were conducted as per the report by the Union Health Ministry. And the process, of second and the final dose is also underway. So the DGCI accorded a window of 4 to 6 weeks for the second dose. And these beneficiaries being administered right now include healthcare workers and frontline workers. Let's come to India's positivity rate. It is now at 5.2% is what the health ministry has said. It has increased. So progressive countrywide expansion in testing infrastructure has played a crucial role in the steep rise of testing number is what the health ministry has said. But India has registered a record in the number of COVID-19 cumulative tests over 21.15 crore samples. The positivity rate is, so there is an increased number of testing. There are over 2393 testing labs in the country. There are private labs also. The testing capacity has substantially boosted because of that. And a total of 620,216 tests were conducted in the last one day. And the ministry has said that over 80% of the new recovered cases are observed to be concentrated in 5 states. Kerala has reported the maximum number of single day recoveries. Then there is Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu. So, the country's total active cases is around 150,000 as on the date, which consists of 1.36% of India's total infections. A total of around 15,000 new Delhi cases have been recorded in the past one day. And it is, if we talk about Maharashtra, it continues to report the highest daily new case of over 6,000, almost around 7,000, which is followed by Kerala with 19 states and UTs have not reported any COVID-19 deaths in the past one day. So this is what the country situation look like, but Maharashtra is actually looking at fresh restrictions due to the increase in cases. So states like Punjab, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and Kerala have, reported a spike in cases. Maharashtra reported around 7,000 new cases, as we spoke about. It is the third consecutive day that the cases have crossed the 6,000 mark. So there has been fresh restrictions put in place. Mumbai suburban areas have seen a weekly rise in cases by 19%. So in Nagpur, Amravati and Nasik, along with Akola, Yavatmal, the weekly cases have increased by these 30 to 40%, even 50% in some areas. So the state, with the new cases rising and even 35 fatalities, during the past one day that has been reported. So the chief minister has basically asked people to follow the COVID appropriate behavior and safety norms, including, wearing masks, maintaining social distancing. Otherwise, there will be another lockdown. He said that he will observe for a week to 15 days before deciding on imposing another lockdown. So, in terms of new restrictions, Maharashtra has announced state-wise ban on social, political and religious gathering. And there are, school colleges and private coaching classes in the Pune district that will remain closed till February 28. Hotels and restaurants will have to be shut by 11 p.m. Many such, restrictions have been put in place. Do refer the Money Control app or website to get more details on that. But 189 people already have been caught without wearing a mask in Palghar in 2 days. So Palghar district also reported over 45 COVID cases so far and around 1200 deaths related to the infection. Therefore, a fine of more than 36,000 rupees was actually collected from these people who did not follow the COVID-19 norms. And this 36% rise in active COVID-19 cases in Mumbai have been reported since February 8th is what BMC has reported. So this spike, a lot of it is careless attitude of citizens allowing the general public to travel in locals and opening of various other, commercial activities were among the reasons is what the civic officials quote. Meanwhile, BMC Commissioner Iqbal Singh Chahal has said that no second wave of coronavirus infection in Mumbai and no plans of lockdown. BMC Commissioner Iqbal Singh. So basically around 100 to 200 COVID cases can be attributed to the mega rush in the local trains is what the commissioner said, but has denied that there is a second wave of infection in Mumbai. As you know, the city is also seeing the spike in cases. So there is a spike, but not a second wave is what the situation has been explained as. 547 new COVID cases in Maharashtra's Thane district and 3 more deaths have been reported. Maharashtra's minister Chagan Bahubal also tested positive for coronavirus and he tweeted that I have tested positive. All those who came in contact in the last 2 to 3 days should get themselves tested. So this is what the new wave, some of the ministers have also tested positive. Sharad Pawar has also cancelled all public events due to the spike that is being seen in Maharashtra. And Karnataka has also shut its borders to Kerala amid this rising cases. Some areas are looking at reoccurring of COVID-19 protocols. Meanwhile, testing has been increased at Delhi airport for new COVID-19 variant. So the testing process has suddenly increased around tenfold. We are talking about 500 to 700 international passengers being tested per day. And the lab is now looking at around 7,000 plus numbers is what ANI reports. So there is this stringent approach that has been taken to detect the new variant, the mutated strains, and it has been made mandatory for identified high risk countries like UK, Middle East and Europe. The testing labs at Indira Gandhi International Airport have, seen this increase in testing numbers. WHO has not certified COVID-19 medicine, Patanjali has clarified. So there was a lot of misinformation around this, a lot of WhatsApp forwards. So let's coming directly from Patanjali Ayurveda Managing Director Acharya Balakrishna. He has been quoted saying, and I quote, "We want to clarify to avoid confusion that our WHO GMP compliant COPP certificate to Coronel is issued by DCGI, Government of India." So basically, clarification is over. Coronel, the company had claimed it's a medicine for COVID-19 before changing the stance and saying that it is for immunity boosting against COVID-19. And Baba Ramdev promoted company launched the medicine at an event where Union Health Minister Dr. Harshvardhan and Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari were present. So on February 19, Coronel had received certification from Certificate of Pharmaceutical Product. This is the Ayush section of Central Drug Standard Control Organization as per the WHO scheme. So the company released a research paper by Haridwar-based Patanjali Research Institute to support its claim about the Ayurvedic medicine. But without naming Patanjali or Coronel, the World Health Organization issued a clarification basically stating that no traditional medicine for COVID-19 has been reviewed or certified. So new travel rules have come into place for international arrivals in India from today. So the details are as follows. Anybody who comes in India, this will take, into effect on February 22nd, 11:59 p.m. and will be enforced till further orders from the government. So before the scheduled travel, all international travelers will have to submit a self-declaration on the online Air Suvidha portal. They will also have to upload a negative COVID-19 RT-PCR report on the portal. There will be the test needs to be conducted around 72 hours. It cannot be prior to that, in terms of journey, and only asymptomatic travelers will be allowed to board after thermal screening. So arrival in India without negative report to be allowed to only who are traveling due to the reason of death in the family, and most of these rules are applicable to passenger who are arriving from seaports and land ports as well. So international travelers, there will be travelers from UK, Brazil and South Africa will have to be segregated by the airline in flight. So there are also some other rules. Do check them out online if you are planning to travel during this period. With that, let's move on to the quick updates from the world. United States faces a dark milestone this week. Despite a recent decline in COVID cases recently, it is preparing to mark a staggering 500,000 deaths, that is 5 lakh people. While the number of COVID cases fell for the fifth straight week, the population is being vaccinated. The nation is witnessing almost 5 lakh deaths from the pandemic. And the White House has also planned a memorial event in which Biden would deliver his condolences and remarks. Let's talk about the COVID-19 variants. It is a fresh blow to Europe's open borders, is what New York Times reports. So countries are again rushing to limit travel as the numbers are seeing resurgence. That's become a standard measure in the face of COVID-19 threats. And the new variants are rapidly, increasing. Major countries are moving to reintroduce border controls, a practice that is being seen everywhere, fearing the highly contagious new variant, which includes Britain, the South Africa variant, the variant from UK. Both Germany and Belgium introduced new border restrictions last week. So the pandemic is not over for a lot of places. Meanwhile, UK's Johnson's has said that all schools in England will open from March 8th. He will announce, new national coronavirus lockdown to be gradually lifted over the coming months. and he has basically said that schools will reopen for all pupils, people who will be allowed to meet one-on-one, to sit down for a coffee or picnic doors. These activities will restart from March 8th. So new rules for this uplifting will be put out soon. And vaccinations have started without a rush in parts of Australia and Asia. Australia has started its COVID-19 vaccination drive after New Zealand, with both governments deciding that pandemic did not require that fast tracking of vaccine rollout. As seen in several parts of the world. So basically, other countries in Asia Pacific have dealt somewhat well with the pandemic and only recently started vaccinating and are about to maybe start. It includes various countries, Singapore, Thailand, and now Australia is also looking at. Basically, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison had his first dose of the Pfizer vaccine this Sunday. This is in order to build confidence in the product, and Australia is also prioritizing building public confidence in the vaccine ahead of its vaccination drive. But vaccination may not be enough for densely populated cities like Mumbai, Delhi, is what New City has found. So Mumbai's population is around 2 crore, recorded in 2011. 20,000 people living per square kilometer, and sometimes it is more densely packed in areas like Dharavi. If we compare it to Delhi, the national capital, it has a density of 382 persons per square kilometer, with a population of around 1.9 crore. So last week, India saw a surge in cases. This caseload now has crossed 11 million. The last 1 million reported in the past 65 days. So Maharashtra's state government has decided to seek permission from the center to begin the third phase of the vaccination drive, which is scheduled for March for the 50 plus people and younger basically with comorbidities to contain this spread. And only vaccination might not be enough. So this new study conducted by a university in collaboration with Chinese University of Hong Kong, Southampton University basically published a journal. And basically finds that along with vaccine, medium and densely populated cities will need distancing to prevent future waves. And until this herd immunity is reached, these needs to be in place. So let's look at some of the new and old coronavirus symptoms that you need to be aware of. Basically, India is seeing, as we are talking about, increase in cases and fear around new strain of infections due to the new variant. But old strain had three most common symptoms: fever, persistent cough, and a loss of taste or smell. And new strains have seven new symptoms that includes aches and pains, conjunctivitis, a rash on the skin, headache, discoloration of fingers or toes, diarrhea and sore throat. So it is important to know to get yourself tested as soon as you develop any symptoms and stay isolated, avoid meeting people and all sorts of public gathering. And if you have been tested positive, all necessary steps have to be taken. So with that advice, we are winding up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. Till then, stay safe. I will see you tomorrow.